Today is the first day for Medicare recipients to start using new government-approved discount drug cards. But scam artists are already finding ways to take money from people unfamiliar with how the cards work. Day-to-Day's personal finance contributor Michelle Singletary has tips on how to avoid becoming a victim of these crimes. And she spoke earlier with Day-to-Day's Alex Chadwick.
Michelle, before we get into the scams, explain a little about these discount cards, can you?
Sure. There was a Medicare law that went to effect at the end of last year that included a Medicare discount drug program. Seniors and other Medicare beneficiaries may receive savings on their prescription medications using this special government-approved discount drug card. The companies that are going to be providing these cards can start advertising that you can get this discount drug. That's where the scams come in.
Well, how do they work?
Well, essentially what people have been doing, these con artists, these crooks, I've been calling seniors saying they have a discount card for them. The problem is the government is not allowing them to do cold calling, which means that you should not be getting a call from a company if you have not contacted them first or got a direct mailer in which there was a number that said call us. So if anybody calls and says, I've got a discount drug card for you that is approved by Medicare, they are a liar, hang up the phone, don't talk to them because they're not supposed to be cold calling.
Have seniors lost money in these scams?
There's certainly been cases where seniors have been contacted, and a number of things have been happening. Either the crook is really just trying to get their personal information, their social security number, credit card number, or bank account number. So say they may call and say, I've got this discount drug card for you, but I need your bank account number so that we can begin charging you for this card. Under the right, that's right. And see, the cards cost up to $30, and so that's how they get the seniors. Or what they're doing is contacting them and saying, I've got a Medicare-approved discount card when, in fact, it's not approved by the government at all.
So what if you get a call from someone offering to sell these supposed Medicare-approved discount drug cards, what should you do?
Hang up. Hang
just
up.
Hang up and get rid of them.
Hang up. I'm telling you, give them the boot. Or if you're not sure, you can call Medicare or go to Medicare.gov. There's a toll-free telephone number. If you've got a pencil handy, it's a toll-free number. It's 800-633-4227. That's 800-633-4227. Or you can go to Medicare.gov, and they have a list of all the approved companies that will be allowed to give you discount or sell you discount drug cards. So before you do anything, even if you get a direct mailer, contact Medicare and make sure that the company is legit and that the card is definitely approved by the government.
There must be some kind of logo or something on these cards, that a seal or something.
There is definitely supposed to be a Medicare-approved seal on the discount cards, but you know you can fake anything these days.
Right.
So I'm just telling folks, listen, if you get a call, you get a mailer, call Medicare first. This is so important. I mean, seniors are, they warm my heart. You know, lots of seniors have trouble paying their bills. This is the last thing they need, is to have someone steal their personal information or sell them a card that is useless. So, the best way to protect yourself is just to make that one call or go on the website and make sure the company is legitimate before you give them any of your personal information or give them any of your money.
Thank you. Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money. She's also the author of the book, Seven Money Mantras for a Richer Life, and she is personal finance contributor to Day to Day. Michelle, thanks again.
You're welcome.
And that interview by Day to Day's Alex Chadwick.